Tzidkiyo, he changed his name into Tzidkiyo. That was the idea. And this Batanya, by the way, had another name. His name was Shalom. The same Batanya and Tzidkiyo and Shalom is all the same person. He changed his name to Tzidkiyo. The reason is, he says he had to swear to him allegiance, and he says that you don't take the oath, and if you do, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, shall do justice to you. Tzidkiyo, he changed his name in order to remind everybody he has sworn to me by his own God that he shouldn't rebel against me. The Eshnam B'achas Shonet Tzidkiyo B'molcha. He was only 21 years old. He was the youngest son of Yoshio. Achas Esther Shonet Molech Rishman. Here again, 11 years. In other words, 11 years of Yoyokim and 11 years of Tzidkiyo. Shem Imo, Hamutal, Bat Yom HaMeliv. We had her already. That was the mother of Yehoshua, the same mother. Vayakara be'ena Hashem jachol ata osa Yoyokim. He did the evil in the eyes of Hashem exactly as Yoyokim had done. Now that's not so simple. Of course, in the Chazal, he called Tzidkiyo Tzadik. We find obviously Tzidkiyo was a big tzadik. What was the wrong that he did? He says, "Lamichana midifne Yemiyo." He didn't humble himself under Yemiyo. This was his avera, and also he was rebelling against the Melech Ovel and broke the oath. These were the two averas. Still, it says here, "Ayah sarah be'ein Hashem." Jehol as also Yahoyokim. Exactly as Yahoyokim had done, he was also Rab Eina Hashem. And here again, he must have done Shuba in the middle, somewhere, we don't know yet the point where it is, and he still did wrong, because Yemiyo told him that he should, in the middle of Bobo was beseeching of Shalai, he says he wants to save the Bishamikdash, open the gate, give yourself up like your honey. The Tzemikdash will not be destroyed. And he was so afraid of his own zealots, his own fanatics, that he didn't do it. That was his avera, and for which he paid dearly. And then also he broke the oath, which we have to learn about in Yom Kippur.
Capital of Hay, last capital in the Lachem Beis. We have one more portion, the last one, where Kapitel Chavdal is the last portion, Chof, Ki Al-Af Hashem, Hoiso, Yerushalayim, Yehuda, Ati Shlicha Oso. There was something in Yerushalayim and in Yehuda, which was Al-Af Hashem, and this we say against the grain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al-Af Hashem, against the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ati Shlicha Oso, until he threw them away. The out corner from his face, which is an expression, it looks as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays no more attention to them. So Tzidkiyo rebelled against Melech Baruch Hu, which should be a trifle, an unimportant thing. When you think of that there was something happening in Yerushalayim and in Yehuda, which was Al-Af Hashem, so horrible, then, so as a result of that, it was that Tzidkiyo Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not prevent Tzidkiyo from committing that fatal mistake to rebel against Nebuchadnezzar. He promised him, he was his faithful vassal, and he rebelled against him. So, we'll soon talk about what was the rebellion. But if Novi tells Reis Melochim, Yemiyo, does not give us a description what were the horrible things which happened in Yehuda Yerushalayim, which were Al-Af Hashem, at the Shlichim of one of that there was no mercy anymore. And the description is in Yecheskel. Yecheskel tells whole story that was already in Bogel, and he was transported by Ruach HaKodesh to the Beis HaMikdash and saw in the chambers of the Beis HaMikdash all kinds of abominations going on, all descriptions. In one chamber they would worship this, and in the other they would say that the women had a special cult for the Thomas is Adonis, and the other they wept for him. In another chamber they were turning backs to the 32nd version, committing all kinds of things and worshipping the sun, all in the chambers of Mikdash, which was hidden to other people. Yetzirah saw it, he explained it, so people had questions, why after the war there were so many tzaddikim, after all in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, still tzaddikim, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu not have mercy? So then over here, glosses over, it says, Abba Hashem was Jerusalem, there was something like that. Now, the first, what was the wrong thing which Sitio did? He didn't listen to Yemino Hanuk. He rebelled against him, which was against Yirmiyahu told him not to. Then he kept on rebelling against him, and then when Yirmiyahu said, the only way how you can save the Samigas is give yourself up, go over give yourself up, open the gates, let the Babylonians in, at least you'll save the Samigas. He rebelled against him. Now here comes the Gemara in the Dorim, which tells us the most weirdest story in the world. Said, I'll keep it to you, what is it? It says, Gam Bamelach Nebuchadnezzar Morat, in Kibrayom, it says here, he rebelled against Melach Nebuchadnezzar, Asher Hishpia Obelahim, although he had sworn to him by Hashem. He sworn to him an oath by Balakim, my Matusa. What was the rebellion? Nebuchadnezzar one day ate an arnebuchai. Now what arnebis is, we don't know what to say, a rabbit, whatever. He ate a raw rabbit. That means a living rabbit. A living rabbit, which to a god is also forbidden. But a living rabbit. Why he would eat a living rabbit, nobody knows. So some of the Mepharshim and Yaakov to say he wanted to train himself in cruelty. He felt it wasn't cruel enough. So they believed, the people believed in those days, when you eat a living creature like an animal, like a predatory animal. It just bites into it, eats it, and the animal screams. The cruel. And it so happens that for some reason the door was open and Tzidkiyo visited Melech Boro, paid tribute, he saw him doing it. So Omalei, so Nebuchadnezzar said to Tzidkiyo, Ishtabeli elo megalye ilam eloi, don't swear me that you never tell anybody, don't tell anybody about it. Elo tipuk yusuf, that the thing shall not become spread. He stopped, so he swore. The soul of a komitzai tzidio b'kufa. Tzidio had such pains, he wanted to tell it. Because he felt the people were scared of him, that means goes together. He rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. Because he felt that Nebuchadnezzar is a madman, is a mishugener, insane. So the people gave him a lot of complaints, how can you compare against a man? So he says, he's insane. Why is he insane? So he says, I know, I have proof that he's insane. You can't tell. So eventually people say, you convince that he's insane, and then we go along with it. So what did he do? Each of the Shavuos, he went to the Sanhedrin, and he says, Chavchavota on the Shavuot, I want to you that you release me from my Shavuot. Now the din is, if I swear as in Talmidim, as we say, Talmidim is only the shvuos which we make to ourselves. I swear I'm not going to drink any more alcohol or whatever it is, but I swear something to somebody else. I cannot be sure unless the other person is also there. He gives us consent. Then they can do it. So he says, Omar, he says, Shomash Nebuchadnezzar from a Vazalei. And he said, So, Shomer Nebuchadnezzar come about. To me, it hurts us. The Jews are laughing about it. He told the story that he ate the infant man, he ate a living creature. Sholach v'aisah Sanhedrin v'kukio. So he summoned, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Sanhedrin and Sikio together. Omer lahon chazisun maika over Sikio. Have you, Sikio, do you know what Sikio did? Lav hoch ha-havad ishtaba bishmo dishmaya lamegalina. He swore to me by the name of Hashem that he would not tell me my secret. Omgulei, Kitchila Ashur, so he went through the regular procedure, and they was asking the Sanhedrin to relieve him from the shmur. Had he known that he has such trouble from that shmur, he would not have made Omgulei Mitzhorin Ashur. He says, can you do such in your religion that you swear and release you? Omgulei, yes, Omgulei before of after the shmur before. He's in the presence of the other person, or can he do it even without the other person's consent? Omgulei before, no, only with the other person's consent. Omer lahon v'atan ma'avidetan. So what did you do? My karma, Samrit, Lady Sikyo, why didn't you tell Sikyo you can only do it with the consent of Nebuchadnezzar? Miyad yeshmu le'ores yidnu zikne batzir. This is the posik in Eichon. To sit, the zikanim of batzir have to sit on the floor. What means, Omer Rav Yitzchak melamed shekom to korim metachtei. That means when they came to Sikyo, saw them very fortunate people there, so I gave everybody a seat and something to sit on. So when he says, how could you permit such a thing? What kind of a judges are you? So they pulled the seats from underneath, so they had to sit on the ground. It's a very strange story. We do not know exactly what it means. But it's important to know, because this is part of the Gemara, and it tells that this is Vayimro Tzidko Mecho. I suspect that there's a deeper meaning in it, but I haven't seen any human person as yet to give it. Now we start here, Vayi Vishnas Hatshi Ramoko. It was in the ninth year of his realm when he ruled. That means Sikiyo. 9 years was a king for 9 years. The Chodesh Asir, he was in a 10th month, which is in Tevis. The Osa La Chodesh, this is a sword of the Tevis. Bo Nebuchadnezzar, Melech, Bovel, he came. The king of Bovel came. That was an answer to the rebellion. Hu, Bechol Chelao, he and his whole army. Al Yerushalayim, Vayichan Oleo, and he encamped around it. Vayivna Oleo Doye, so now they built the ramparts around. Doyek is that in order to get up on the wall, they pour dirt, they dig dirt, and they pour it up, so they make artificial hills so you can attack and go over the wall. Vatova ho'irba Musa. So the city came into a siege. That means, and that's why we have a soul of the Tevis, because it's the beginning of the Korban Besamechtos. This is the siege of Yerushalayim started on the 10th year of Atiri, also the Chodesh, on the 10th of the 10th month, on the 10th day. That means a soul of the Tevis, that the siege of Yerushalayim began. But Tovah here by Moza, and his city came into a siege, the ligament, at Ashte Osteshono, Merkuzah, until 11 years of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, that doesn't mean for 3 years. It means for a year and a half. Because the Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah L'Melochot. So if the ninth year of Nisan, there was only left Tevis, Shvat, and Adar. So there were only 3 months in the ninth year. The whole 10 years is a 12 months. And then of the 11th month, it was Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. So it's a year and a half. The siege lasted a year and a half. During that siege, there was that horrible hunger, which is described in Parshas Kisova, the Motza, the Motza, the Yosef, the Chor, Ivecho, whether it be people eat their own children, and it's described in Echo, that the people went completely crazy in the city, that this was the Betisha Olachodes. Now comes the ninth of the month. Now this is not Tisha B'Av. We're referring here, it says Lachodes of that month. It doesn't say which month. Here's a word, that in this verse there are two things left out, two words are left out. Kelsey says because of the wrote it down, they made a mistake. He says here, on the ninth of Tammuz, the city was captured. On the ninth of Tammuz. The Tisha Lachodesh must mean Lachodesh Horevi. And in Dibra Yomim it says so. The Tisha Lachodesh Horevi. Here for some reason it is left out. Must have a reason that it is left out. Vayechas HaKorov here, their hunger became so strong in the city, Lahoy Lahem Lechem La'amahos, they had nothing to eat anymore. Well, the people have nothing to eat anymore, they can't have any strength to defend the city. Vatiboka here. Huh? And then they take mistakes from. Now, Kelsey says that in the day it was not on that day. The day is wrong. But Kelsey is very hard to understand for our Avdim. And Yemiyo is a mistake. Unless Yemiyo recorded that the people made a mistake. Is that hard to understand? Here it says like this, on the ninth of the Chodesh, the hunger was so great, and that the Boka here, the city, split open. There was a breach made in the city. Some place which they couldn't defend anymore, but without any defense, the people were so weak that didn't defend. So they broke through that place. The Chol Anshe HaMelchomo, here's the word missing again. It must mean Borchu. They ran away. And in Dibra Yom we have that word. It says here, Chol Anshe HaMelchomo. And there's a word missing. Just as the word missing with Tisha L'Chodesh Revi, here's the word missing too. The Chol Anshe HaMelchomo ran away. Halayla at night, that means they broke through the city, so it was on the ninth of Tammuz. Now, the second Beis HaMikdash was on the 17th of Tammuz. So, the question is, why don't we keep the ninth of Tammuz? The answer is, because to us, the second Beis HaMikdash, the fourth Beis HaMikdash is more severe, so it was the 17th. Besides, that four other things happened on the 17th of Tammuz, but nothing happened on the 9th of Tammuz. So, but in the first Beis HaMikdash was the 9th of Tammuz. When we see later, when we see that they kept the Tammuz, Tzom HaRevi, the fourth month, it was not Shivus of the Tammuz, it was Tisha of the Tammuz. That's what they kept in the. And Halayla, Der Shah Bein HaKomisai. Where did they run away? There was a road. At the gate between the two walls. The Yerushalayim had a double wall. But there were several walls. And between one wall was broken, there were two walls left. Three walls. One was broken, two were left. Between those two walls, there was a road. And they ran through this road. Asha al-Gan HaMelech, which was over the garden of the king. All of a sudden we find that the road was underneath the subterranean like a tunnel, under the ground, over there was on the garden of the king. The king had this palace, there was a, now it was according to the Chachamim, there was a passage, underground passage, and they all ran, that underground passage led through Yerushalayim, or tremendous, and all the way till the valley of Yericho. So it was the casting out of Israel. The casting Chaldeans, these are the Babylonians, they call the casting. The Chaldeans, they spread all over the city, around. Vayelech derech harov, here again, the king went derech harov. It doesn't say who. The king here is again. The king went on the road to the Arova, to the desert. Now, when you are in Israel, in Jerusalem, you go with one of these tours, they show you the place, huh? But I don't know. But he says that's where the Shah Shechem, there is a cave underneath. They say this is the cave which leads under Yerushalayim for escape. Completely under Yerushalayim. So I only know some people tried it and they were stopped and had to be rescued. It's an ancient subterranean road which, according to what people say, this is the road. Nobody knows that. Nobody knows. But they show it and say that this is it. Put it. And the army of the Chaldeans, they pursued the king. And they finally reached him in the valley of Yerecho, in the desert of Yerecho. And all his army had already dispersed from him. They had run away in all directions. So it was only the king whom they called. Now, what happened? So the Rashi brings here, they bring from the Medrash. Me'ora ha'lechas mi'besa at ava tericha. There was from the king's palace, there was a cave which went to ava tericha. Uvoracha derech ha'me'ora. And he went and he ran through that cave. Ha'kodesh Boruch Hu simen tzvi ha'olech al kaf ha'me'ora chutz le'yach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the deer was running on top of that cave, outside of the city. So, Verotfu Kasim Ahasvi, he saw that deer, and wanted to catch the deer. At the same time, I think, they wanted to catch the king, wanted to catch the deer. They didn't know where the king was, they had no idea. So they just went over the city, and they occupied the whole neighborhood. They saw a deer, and they ran after the deer. Now, Ushiyakiya, the Pesach HaMe'orah, Ba'av Zericha, so when the king came out at the end of the cave, in Av Zericha, the deer was also there. So, they saw him, it's coming out of the cave. While the deer was standing there, all this was in a Shemai, so in order to catch it. This is what it says in Yecheskel, Uferasti Rishti Olof Benitras Bim Tzedosim. I'm referring to Tzipior. I shall spread my net over him, and he will be trapped in my trap. So in other words, this is how Tzipior was trapped. Garden is the garden of the king.
The road was on top of the
ground. Probably the road went on top of the ground and then went into the ground. It's not clear, but without Rashi, Rashi quotes the Medrash, we wouldn't know the whole story. Now it says here, Vayitrasu es ha-melech, they captured the king, Vayala also el melech bovel riblos. And they, during the siege, that Nebuchadnezzar didn't stay in Yerushalayim, he went to his headquarters in Rivla. Rivla is in Syria. They took him to the king of Rivla. By Dabu Itel Mishpat. First they had a legal argument concerning the Shmuel. And that was the Mishpat. That's the story that we had already before. And there was the Sanhedrin was taken and so on, and then they had this legal argument. First there were harsh judgments, then they killed the shechted, they slaughtered the children of Tzipio Le'enov before his eyes. His Eni Tzipio Iver, and he blinded the eyes of Tzipio, Vayasreo Ban Pustayim, then they chained him in metal chains, copper chains, by Yehu Borel, and they brought him to Borel. Now we find in the Medrash Yalkut that it says here that Tzipio said to Nebuchadnezzar, Hageni Rishon, kill me first. So Ere Bedam Ese Bonoi, that I don't see the blood of my ten children, I shall not see when their blood is shed. The born of Omrim, Lo, and the children said, Hageni, the kill us first. Shalom nire dam ovinu
silver on the earth, and others shouldn't see the blood of our fathers poured on the ground. The chain osalim, that's what he did to them. Shot them lefonov, he killed them before him. The achakach chotat es enov, then he gouged out his ears, his eyes. The noslam betano, and he put them in an oven. And they put them in the oven, the eyes. Threw them in the oven. Alicha bovela, and then he let them to bovela. Oh, Yitzovach Tzidkiyo v'oma, and Tzidkiyo cried out, Bo'u kol b'nei odom, all you human beings, now come and see. Shehoye Yemiyo misnabo alai. That's what Yemiyo used to prophesy about me. The Bovel ataholech, Bovelo Tomus, he said to him, you will go to Bovel, you'll die in Bovel, Bovel and Nechala Yeho. And your eyes will not see Bovel. That's what he meant. I have to go to Bovel, but the eyes will not see Bovel. Shemeya l'tvorov. Now, listen to his words. Areini aulech l'bovel. I walk to Bovel, and I have to come to Bovel. Ve'einai l'roes also, but my eyes don't see. Now comes the final act. Achodesh ha'chamishi means in the fifth month is Av. Yeshivo Lachot. This is when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, on the seventh day of Av. Yishnas Shah Esrei Shono. It's the 19th year of Lamelech Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar ruled altogether 45 years. This was the 19th year of his rule. Melech Bova. Bo Nebuzaradon Rafat Abom. By the way, Nebuchadnezzar did not destroy the Beis Hamikdash. He sent his general. Rafat Abochum means the slaughter master. He means not the slaughter, he means human beings. The master slaughterer. Rafat Abochum. Ebed Melech Bovel Yerushalayim. He was the slave, the servant of Melech Bovel came to the flood. He came representing his master. Whatever he did is considered like his master did. By Yisrael with Beis Hashem, he burned the Beis Hashem. His Beis HaMelech and the palace, his Hashem is the Mikdash, his HaMelech is the palace, called Bot Yerushalayim, all the other houses in Yerushalayim, it's called Beis Godal Zorah Be'esh, and then even outside Yerushalayim, he burnt all big houses, every big house. So here is the famous Moram Megillah, where it says, Beis Godal Rabbi Yochanan the Shlokesh. Chat Omer 1 says, Mokom Shemagadin Bar Torah. Godal means a great house, means the house where you bring, where you magnify the Torah. That's the Beis HaMikdash. So it says, Hashem Chovas Iman Sitya Yakdil Torah Yahweh. And also, and the other says, either Rabbi Yochanan or the Shlokesh, he says, Mokom Shemagadin Bar Tefillah, where you make a great ado about is a Beis HaKnesset, because that's from another post. By the way, in the Torah itself, it says, Mi Goy Godal, one is Asher La'im Krovim Eilof, so this means Tefillah, Kol Kohen Eilof. Then it says, Mi Goy Godal, Asher La'chukim Mishpotim Tzadikim, so that's the first of the Samedras. Then the word Godal, godless, applies to Torah, and applies to Tefillah. And wherever he found a shul of the Samedras and Yeshiva, he burned it up. In Yerushalayim, all houses. Outside of Yerushalayim, any bais godal, he destroyed. Vayika Rav Hadabo all the walls of Yerushalayim, all around about, Nostu, called Chayv Chasim, all the army of the Chasim destroyed it. Asher Rav Tabochet. That means the army of the Chasim, which was together or under the Rav Tabochet, under the Muzaradon, they destroyed the wall. They took the walls apart. It's Yesha Om Anish Orem. And those that were left over of the people, Anish Orem here was left in the city, Meshanoflim, Asher Nofla Lamela Bobo. Then there were the Noflim. Nofli means, here means the Überläufer. That means the traitors that went over to Nebuchadnezzar, they ran over who gave themselves up to the Nebuchadnezzar. This Yezehe Oman and all the other multitude, Heglo, Nebuzaradon, Rabbah, Dabohim, the Rabbah, Dabohim, Nebuzaradon, took them all into Gaul. Well, not so many, by the way. Only 2,000. I mean, all the other groups took them. Only 2,000 took the Gaul. It says here, as a Nofal means here, fall over. Fall over, that means they gave themselves over to Melachot. Midalas Oretz, from the poorest of the people, Hishia Rav Taborim, he left the Rav Taborim, La Tormim Ule Yogvim. He's a key of the sea. It means Torm means the winters, that means they should make vineyards, take care of the vineyards, and Yogvim actually means to dig the ground, which means as much like he says the land belongs to Borah, and he takes the poorest people, he puts them in charge to cultivate the land. To cultivate the land, probably for the benefit of Melech Borah. So the vineyards, that were beautiful wine and else as long as very well now, to make them into into winter, so people who are taking care of the plants, of the vineyards. And Yogi means here digging the ground, probably means farmers, dirt farmers. Now, what else did he take along? The Samude and the Choshes, the Beis Hashem, the copper columns, these great columns, Yochin and Boaz, which were pieces of arch, Beis Hashem, the Samachonos and the bases, Yom and the Choshes, and the copper basin, the water basin, for the Kohanim to wash. Famous pieces of art which are described beginning of Melochim. So the Beis Hashem, Shibru Kastim, these were much too hard to slip along like this. They broke them into pieces. These were art pieces that she broke them. Vayisus Nechushim Beweva. And the scrap matter, they took the book. Which means the Romans were much more careful. They took along the whole thing. They were art conscious. These were primitive people. They were an art conscious. They just broke, they hacked it to pieces, and they took these, this just the scrap metal, it's a lot of brass, which is worth it, value. There's hasiros, there's hayoim, the pots and the shovels, there's amazamaros, satrapos, various types of pans, and there's a mikdash, there's cold clay and the choshes, and all the copper utensils, asher yishorzuvem, which they be serving Hashem the clay shores, lokocho, the altar, the samachtos and the fire pans, the samizrikos and the tailem to sprinkle the sprinklers, the dam on them is there, shazor, the samba gold, they put them to the gold, asher kesef, the silver to the silver, loka rafa tabor. That means like this, the soldiers that were given the brass and the scrap metal that hacked to pieces and they took it along as their spoil. Abedasad Abohim, he's the Tom comes the name of the king, he takes along the gold and the silver. For Amudim Shlaim, so he makes a summary. Here were the two columns, Hayom Echad, the one Yom, and Mechonas Asher Osis Lomel Beis Hashem, the various bases which Lomel made for Beis Hashem. There's no way to evaluate or to establish the weight of the copper of all these kings. This tremendous amount of copper which was taken away and brought to Bogot. Now he describes again Yochanan and Boaz. 18 amas, tremendously high, was the height of one column. The Koseres Olof, and there was a capital, you know, on the column there, this the capital, it's a capital on top of it, a crown, like a crown, the Choshes from Kappa, the Komas of Koseres Sholish Amos, and the height of the capital was 5 amos. In Melochim beginning it says it was Sholish Amos, but in Melochim it says 5 amos. So they explain it like this. this was a very artistically made pieces of art, the capital which was put over the head of the column. So three amas were extending, and two amas had the column itself. So it was five amas, the capital, but only three on top. Now, this is Usvoho, there was a network made like, from copper, made like network, the rimonim and pomegranates. Alakoseras were all embellished on that capital, so all around. Hakol lechosis, all copper, uchoele lam alamud hasheni lasvoho, the same was on the second column of the network. Vayika Rafa Tabochim, now that was the spoil which he took from the Samik. Now Rafa Tabochim, now he took the people for execution. He selected the best people. First of all, he took Savoya Hakon Rosh. Savoya was the grandfather of the Yeshua Kohen Gadol, I think from this time. So Zahoya was the Kohen Rosh, means the Kohen Gadol. There's Zephaniah Kohen Mishneh, the Sagan, the second one was Zephaniah. The Shlosh Shomer Azov, and the three in charge of the gates of the Bismarck. These were the three most important functionaries of the Bismarck, the Kohen Gadol, and the Sagan Kohen Gadol, and the three in charge of the Shomer Azov are actually the guardians of the threshold, is that you cannot come in. They're the guardians of the Samit. That means as far as the Samit. Then he selected representatives of the Jews that would be executed. Minoir from the city, Loka Soris Erot. Well, it says you're not supposed to commit suicide unless you take the torch. Minahir loka soris echot asher pokit al anshe melchom. From the city he took one officer who was in charge of the soldiers, anshe melchom. So it was a military officer. Hamisha anoshim meroi bnei amelach. From those roi bnei amelach, means the closest to the king, he took five. Hashanim Tzuviyah, which was still found in the city, they couldn't escape. As Hasofa Sa'atso, he took the scribe of the general of the army. Hamatzpi is Amorsi, Matzpi means to put them in the army. He mustered the soldiers in the army. He was in charge of the register, who has to be conscripted in the army. So he took him. The Shishim Ish me Amoros Hashanim Tzuviyah. And then he took 60 people. 60 was a round number, a percentage number. He took from the people who were still found in the city. And people came out from their hiding places and so on. 60. Ayikach osam nevuzaradon rafa dabochim. He took them, rafa dabochim, he took them, vayolach osam al melech bovel riblosa. He took them to the king of bovel kribla. Vayach osam melech bovel. Now he executed the Melech Bovel. He was too lazy to go to Yerushalayim and fight. So he brought the representatives and he killed them there. By Mise Beriblo, he killed them in Rima Be'eretz Hamos, in the land Hamos. Hamos is north of Eretz Yisrael. It's in Syria. Chachauf Levao Hamos. It's the city of Homs. Homs. Hamos. By Yogel Yehuda Malat Mosau, so did Yehuda go into Golus from his land. Oma Nisha Bohoris Yehuda, and the people who were left in the land Yehuda, Ashehisha Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bovel, Nebuchadnezzar Bohor left people in Yehuda. You were talking about Yerushalayim, but there was the land of Yehuda. There was still a lot of people. Vayavket Aleim Eskedal Yohu Ben Achikom Ben Shom. He appointed as a governor over them Gedalio, the son of Achikam ben Shol. Vayishmu Kosora Chayolim, so all the army officers, Hemo, they, Manoshim, and the people heard about it, They probably were in hiding someplace. He hifkit melech over as Gedalio. The melech over has appointed Gedalio. Vayovau el Gedalio ha-mitzvah. They came to Gedalio in Mitzvah. Mitzvah was at his headquarters. So shall I must destroy it. Ha-yishmoel ben Esanyo ve-yohonan ben Koreach ve-sahoyo ben Tanchumes han-taufosi ha-fasidi ha-fnatov. Vayaznohu ben ha-ma'achosi heimu ma'anasheim. All these people were army officers. They came and their men came. Vayishova lehem Gedalio ul-anasheim. So he swore to them. I mean, he took an oath of office, so to speak. He became now their governor. He was appointed by Melech Over, but at the same time, he was the people now recognized him. He swore to them, Vayomarem al piru me'abdi ha'kasim. Don't be afraid of the servants of the kasim. They'll still be stationed in the land. The land is occupied. Shuvu behor, stay in the land. The Ivtu is made of Bovel, and you serve the king of Bovel, the Yitav Lechem, and he'll be good to you. In other words, the king of Bovel is not, and now he has won his victory, he killed all the people that he wanted to, now he's going back to Bovel. He has appointed me, and I'm faithful to him, and you just do be faithful, and everything will be fine, stay in the land. So there was still a little remnant of the Jewish Malchus Yehuda was still left a little remnant. When Gedalia was killed, and that last remnant was destroyed. So the Churban started a moment when Melech Bovel came and besieged the city, Asor Betavis, and then the Islam was conquered on the 9th of Tammuz. Samitis was burned on the 7th of Av, and then Italia Melachikim was set a few weeks later on Rosh Hashanah. And we passed and Rosh Hashanah is Nitra, because the kingdom on Rosh Hashanah. Now, before we go further, it says here the Gemara in Tammuz, very important. It says in Yirmiyo, it says B'chodesh ha-chamishi B'usar l'chodesh. Yirmiyo tells the same story, almost the same words. In Yirmiyo writes Melochim, and he writes Yirmiyo. But both says that he says that he saw of Es Hashem was on the 10th of Av. So Bo Nazaradas and Buzaradon is the Tanya Efshet, the Braisa says like the Efshet Loma. The Shiva, you cannot say it was on the 7th because it says on the 10th. You cannot say it was on the 10th, so it says on the 7th. Okay, then how was? The Shiva nichnasu nochim lehem. They came into the Beis HaMikdash on the 7th day. On the 10th. Va'ochu v'tziltu lebo shvi v'shvi. They ate there, and they ate all kinds of revelry. All kinds of avaras, everything. They had a good time. It was an orgy in the Beis HaMikdash. Uchi Yisoma L'chaseha, on the 9th of Av, that's Tisha B'Av, shortly before night, by Mincha time, Kitzitza Ba'asa'or, that means it started to burn. V'ho Yedolek, v'ho L'chol Hayom, and it burned all night, and all day, the 10th of Av. Shenema oilono kipono yaum, ki inotu tzila le'ol. That's in Yirmiyo. He says, woe to us, the day has come to an end, and the evening shadows have already come up. And then, that was when the Mishamikis was burned. In other words, they came in to burn it, but before they burned it, because they had a good time there. They had a pleasure. After that, they made a celebration. And they were finished with the celebration, all went out, and then they started to put the torch to it, and it burned all night from the 10th day. The Haina Oma Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Il mole ho yisi ba'osa ator. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was in the second Beis HaMikdash. And he says, if I had been 400 First Besamikdash, I would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av. The major part of the Besamikdash was born on the 10th of Av, not on the 9th of Av. Now, Rabbonah, the Rabbonah and Machulet from Yochman Zakai, they say, Aschalta de Puranisa Avi. The beginning of a punishment is the worst. And you're used to it. The Besamikdash is burning. The fact that it burns, that's the quote. Once it starts already burning for an hour or two, that's not as bad as the moment when it starts to burn. Then they knew that's the end. Once it starts to burn, then they knew that was the end. And it burned itself out. So this is why we have Tisha B'Av. Now it's very interesting. This is when the Nechoma begins. We have Erev, Emotz and Tisha B'Av before night. That's when we dump Mincha. Say Nachem, Hashem, 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 he begins already to be a Nechoma. Like the Supera, and your line, it's the beginning of the, at the worst moment when the universe is destroyed, the Nechoma begins. Then the Nechoma begins. This is the comforting, aspect of this. Now, we have here, Now, on the 7th month, which means on the first day,